Welcome to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio, your one stop for creative inspiration. We have a terrific hour of ideas and tips for you today, so let's get to it. Here's your host, Pat Sloan.
Hi, and welcome to the American Patchwork and Quilting Podcast. I'm Linda Augsburg, Editorial Content Chief for the Craft Group, and I'm here with Elizabeth Beasy, who's the Senior Editor of American Patchwork and Quilting, and we're going to talk about the December 2014 issue. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello. I am so excited about this issue, and I can't wait to talk about it.
I am too. Now, before we get too far into it, though, October 7th is when it goes on sale, right?
Correct.
Perfect.
People may start getting it in their mailboxes pretty soon, though, so that's why we're talking about it now. And because we're just so excited about it, we want to talk about it ahead of time.
It is a fun issue packed full of great ideas. So tell me a little bit about all the... I know since it's December, we're looking at a whole bunch of gift ideas.
We are. And what I tried to do this year, knowing that we all love making things, so I looked for several projects that you could both love to make and people will love to receive. So
Perfect.
Let's be truthful. There are certain things that are much more fun to make than, you know, people don't actually want to get them.
Yeah.
And not to take any of the fun out of the making, you know, that's part of the fun. I talk a little bit in the issue about my family and how that is a part of our holiday time together, making crafts, and whether or not people enjoy the results of those works. We had so much fun doing it. But my goal, again, this time, this issue was definitely to find some things that sewers and quilters would love to make and the recipients would love to receive.
Perfect.
So we came up with five different projects that we have in the issue that we think could be in particular, great gifts. There are things you can make in multiples. So we have some fabulous wine bottle carriers.
So cute.
From Joyce DiCunzo, and that uses the new Benetex collection from Jackie Robinson. And it's actually a panel print, but it's not, the wine bottle carriers are not printed on this panel. So what she did was use the panel to fussy cut different motifs of like Father Christmas, and there's a Christmas tree, and
Oh,
then
nice.
Just feature that front and center on a wine bottle. So what I actually am going to do with this, I think this would be so fun to do, you know, hostess gifts, but also through the year, I think you could feature any fabric in the front of that. So
that's a great idea.
So all year long, you could use it.
Well, especially if you're in something like a dinner club or something like that, where you do get together on a regular basis, then everybody gets one by the end of the year.
Super fun. And then you could all trade them, giving each other wine back and forth. Another project we have in there that's not necessarily seasonal, but it's great. It's a wrist pincushion. So, you know, if you're like me and always hunting around for that pincushion, never is it in the right place, put it on your wrist. It'll always be there.
Mm-hmm.
So Sashiko Aldis made these adorable little flower pincushions. So they're kind of unrealistic flowers in that they have the world's giantest bud, in the center of them, because that is the pincushion.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're surrounded by silk flower petals.
So oh, so pretty.
They're just, oh, they're
it,
cute. They're
it
so
almost
cute.
Looks like a little wrist corsage.
It does. There you go. You could feel like you're going to prom while you're doing your sewing.
Every time you sew.
So those are adorable. There are three versions of those
Great.
In the issue. So for another really quick gift to make, kind of the night before, or like we said, if you're going to a party in an hour and you need a hostess gift, Jennifer Black of Mary Stitchens came up with some adorable little tea towels that use all of those little pre-cut packs of 2.5-inch squares that, be truthful, we all have, and they're just like candy,
like...
and you buy them at, you know, at the checkout thing when you're at the fabric shop or quilt shop. Anyway, so she used that and just a little bit of rickrack and put it on a tea towel. She actually used toweling fabric from Moda, but you could use just, you know, any tea towel that you have in the store. And what is so fun, I think, is that they come in so many colors now. Have
mm-hmm.
you been to, like, the kitchen store?
Yes,
and
yes.
All the flour sack towels that I love. Again, people would actually want to use it, this flour sack towel.
Right.
But it's just covered with cute little embellishments on it.
Yeah, it's a really cute towel. And you could do it in either holiday colors or in colors to match somebody's kitchen decor.
Yes, that would be super fun. So another thing that we have, gifts, and there are actually three of them in the issue. We have a trio of stockings from Vanessa Gortzen of Lella Boutique, and she used her new collection with Moda to make three just really pretty simple stockings. So two of them have just a triangle, equilateral triangle, flipped right side up, upside down, and made of two fabrics. Right. So she made pieced fronts for them to begin.
Very pretty.
And then one she just made a solid front. And they have a big cuff on them. And I think the way we make them is really nice. They're all finished on the inside.
That's great.
Anyway, but not too hard. I mean, and they're just really lovely.
No, they are really pretty and great for giving even those small gifts at the holidays. Again, you know, that kind of idea that you don't have to wrap it. You can put it in something you've made, and then it's twice the gift.
There you go. And in my family, I don't know if you have this tradition, but everybody has a homemade stocking. So mine are from my great grandma, and you know, from now I make the ones for my nephews, and not one of them is the same.
So that's great.
There are some that are knit, there are some that are embroidered, some that are candle wicked, some that you know,
whatever it is at the time that we're doing.
Many of them are quilted, obviously, because I've made several of them. So I'll have to add this into the new repertoire whenever I get a new niece or nephew or
someone else
marries into the family. I
was going to say, it's also one of those things that if you have a one-time guest at the holiday, you just make them, you know, a quick stocking.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The last minute.
If somebody unexpected guest, or, you know, like
a friend of the family who shows up on, you know, a little surprise.
There you go. And then the last gift we have in this story, which I didn't even talk about the name of the story. We called it Happiness is Handmade. And that's kind of what I was talking about in that we hope that we're bringing joy to both you and the giver. So anyway, that's why we called it Happiness is Handmade.
It's the perfect title.
The last gift is, there are four little bird ornaments that designer Vinka Wolf Hatling, and I think I got that right, of Northern Quilts. She is Norwegian, and she used her new fabric collection with Lucien to make just tiny embroidered birds. They're both red on white and white on red, just with simple embroidery, some snowflake motifs, some heart motifs, stuffed them, put a little ribbon hanger, and put some beads at the bottom. So I'm very excited to work with all five of these ladies and come up with five great gifts.
That's perfect. Now, we even referenced those little bird embroidery, embroidered bird ornaments on the cover of the magazine. And we didn't even talk about the cover, but if people are looking for this issue on the newsstand, what does it look like?
So it's completely red and white. We have both that bird ornament that we were just talking about, and then we have a stunning solid red and solid white quilt. So two-color quilt, and my favorite two-color combination, maybe at the moment, from Pat Wise. And so it's got a checkerboard look, so you can look for that. Plus, we've also got a red and white pillow on there that says Season's Greetings, and that's from Tina Lewis. So there are three red and white things on that cover. So.
And that's an applique pillow. Is that wool?
It's wool felt.
Wool felt.
You could use felted wool. You could use just felt itself, but it is adorable. So that's another holiday project that's in the issue, and I think you could use that as a gift as well.
Yes, that's a perfect. I really love that the vintage look of that pillow. So it's a fun addition. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we'll have more about the December issue from Elizabeth, and we'll talk more about the great projects within.
Boost your sewing skills from start to finish with daily tips from the editors of American Patchwork and Quilting. Visit tips.allpeoplequilt.com for inspiration. This quilting tip brought to you by Moda Fabrics. Visit modafabrics.com or your local quilt shop to see the latest fabric collections. To save time, Rotary cuts several layers of fabric at once. To prepare a stack for cutting, steam press one fabric, place the second fabric on top of it, and press again, repeating until you have stacked as many fabrics as you feel comfortable cutting at once. Ironing the fabrics together with steam helps them kind of cling to each other, resulting in more precise pieces.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Keltner, Executive Editor of American Patchwork and Quilting, and I'd like to invite you to join me in making a pillowcase and making a difference. It's easy. Make and donate pillowcases in your local community. Use your favorite pattern or choose from one of the free patterns at allpeoplequilt.com. Whether you sew pillowcases with a group or by yourself, you can help someone less fortunate. You could donate them to a women's shelter, boys or girls club, homeless shelter, veterans home, or any other organization you know of in need. Once you donate the pillowcases, log on to allpeoplequilt.com. Click on the box in the upper right-hand corner for the 1 million pillowcase challenge and enter the number of pillowcases you created to our national tally. We know quilting changes everything, and we're out to show the world just how much quilters care. Please join the American Patchwork and Quilting 1 million pillowcase challenge. We're counting on you.
Follow American Patchwork and Quilting on Pinterest to find ideas for bags, baby projects, pillowcases, storage and organization, and more. Visit Pinterest.com/APQ Magazine to join the fun.
Welcome back. So we're talking about the December 2014 issue of American Patchwork and Quilting with Elizabeth Beasy, and she's the editor of the magazine. And now that issue again goes on sale October 7th, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And, you know, we talked a lot about the great gift ideas that are in there and some other fun holiday things, but we really haven't talked about the quilts.
Of course, because, you know, we can't just not have tons of traditional and modern and all the other quilts that we have in the issue. So in addition to all the gifts, we have what you totally expect to find in there. So the first quilt in the issue is called Romancing the Blues, and that's from Monique Dillard. It makes extensive use of stitch and flip corners. So
yes.
When you first see the block, it's all pieced. Monique is known for kind of taking traditional blocks and kind of putting a twist on them, making them, I guess, even more intricate. And you're like, how did she do that? Mm-hmm. So again, with this block, all the triangles in it are from stitch and flip corners, which if you don't know, that's drawing a line on the back of a square, putting that, aligning that with a corner of what you're going to add that to, stitching on the line, and then cutting away so you just leave a quarter-inch seam allowance, and then flip that triangle open and press them. So it's just an easy way of making triangles, I think.
Right. Well, and it's a nice way. You're not actually cutting those triangles and trying to make them fit perfectly. You've got that, when you flip them, you've got that ability to kind of, you know, compensate. So you're sewing two more square rectangle pieces
exactly.
together.
Exactly. So then it, mm-hmm. the finished block ends up more square and true
right.
to, yeah, true to size. So
that's perfect.
And that is a quilt that uses her collection, one of her collections from Maywood Studio.
Okay. And it's got a kind of a scrappy bluish look to it, too.
It does.
Which is nice. Nice to live with.
Yeah. I think I could see that in a lot of people's homes.
Yes.
So another quilt in the issue, completely different from that first one, is a quilt called Double Take from Victoria Finley Wolfe. And this is a quilt that you just want to look at multiple times. You can keep seeing different things in it. So it is, at first glance, you see large triangles and small triangles, but then you get into it and you're like, wait a minute, these actually all form hexagons. Mm-hmm. And so the way it's put together and where the so-called block is, it just, again, it's not apparent on first glance at all. And it is a totally fun, different colorway. That's one of Victoria's things she loves to do, is kind of play with color and push the boundaries. And this is a very intriguing mix of solid black, turquoise, pink, and yellow. And it just works.
And some bold prints in there that when you cut them up, you know, they're giving you a different different look, and you can mix those prints. She mixes those prints so well.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I think there's lessons to be learned from that.
Yeah. And, I mean, there is space in this quilt, in the large triangles, to put a big print if you want to. But she actually did the opposite. She put a small print in the big triangles and cut up a big print for the small triangles.
That's perfect.
Trapezoids. So just a very fun quilt. So another quilt we have in the issue is from Tammy Silvers of Tamarini, and I bet you I could make this quilt in a weekend.
I know you could.
It is, in my mind, it's not, okay, so it's not holiday at all. It's called Modern Floral, and but I think I could whip that up for a gift in, like I said, this weekend, and then give it to my awesome quilter and have it done in time for the holiday. So
yes, it's what I actually want to whip up this weekend. That's kind of how I feel about it.
Yeah, it's really cute.
It's that intriguing.
And that uses an art gallery collection.
And some big bold prints as well, which I like. I think that's a good, I love seeing those bigger blocks using those bigger prints, because a lot of times I'm attracted to those, but
don't always know
what to do with them. Exactly.
Yeah, so she actually used three different scales of floral in this. She has a giant oversized print. I think the flowers in those blocks, and these are good sized blocks. I feel like they're maybe 14 inch. The flowers in those are at least 5 inches big.
Yeah, they're big flowers.
And then so she uses a super big scale of a floral, and then she uses a medium-sized floral, and then an itsy-bitsy floral. And it just, maybe that's what gives this quilt depth, even though it's simple, because they're, again, so much to look at, and you can kind of see these layers of value that she's got in there. Not value, scale.
Scale.
Another quilt we have in the issue is, I've been waiting a long time to feature this. We've had it for a while. I'm in love with it. It is called So Many Squares, and it is from Sarah Maxwell and Dolores Smith of Homestead Hearth. They are a great quilt shop, former quilt sampler shop in Mexico, Missouri. Sarah made this. Actually, I think it's for her bed, and she was so excited to get it back soon because
it's going to get cold soon.
Exactly. She's been wanting this quilt. It's a king-size quilt that is all made of 2 1/4 inch squares, I believe. So it forms this square in a square in a square in a square design from these little 2 1/4 inch squares. So I know I'm not doing it justice by describing it here, but we wanted to see this pattern so much, we photographed it from way up above the quilt.
Yes.
So get the issue, check it out. I think you will love it. It's just super, super fun. She made it of lots of different reproduction fabrics. That's one thing that this shop is known for.
So it's a great way to use up those scraps of fabric or the things that you have, the extra quarter yard you have left over from a project, or even things you've already cut into strips. So
exactly. It's so scrappy that it wouldn't matter, what kind of print I think that you use in there, as long as, again, you focus on the lights and darks in this.
Yep.
Couple more quilts we've got in the issue. We have Anne Lauer of Grizzly Gulch. She designed a quilt for us using her new collection with Bannertex. And this, again, uses a large print in a great way. So it focuses your eye on these poppies that she has in the center of these blocks. The quilt is called Poppies in Bloom. And she uses some Irish chain effect blocks, the setting squares, and then what's really fun, so surrounding those big poppies are a sash, is a sashing that kind of makes it, it kind of frames that block, makes it look like faceted jewels or something.
It really does.
It forms like this non-regular octagon. And again, sorry, this explanation is great, but it really just puts the emphasis on this big, beautiful print. And she just did it in a very clever way.
It does. I think the fact that the background of the fabric of the poppies and the background that she's using of the fabric to facet it blend so beautifully that you do really think she's cut them in that way. And you do find yourself intrigued as to how do you make that? How do you make that block?
Yeah, exactly. You hit the nail on the head with, how you get that effect.
It'd be a fun one to make, too. I even looked at that with the big squares. It's got those big squares in it, and it would be fun to put embroidery in there, or it would be fun to put like photos or make a memory quilt out of that with, you know, various important pieces of your life in those five blocks. And it's a nice,
Even a t-shirt quilt. Just
especially
surrounding, puts a frame around this big square. So it's really cool.
Fabulous, fabulous quilt.
And then the last project that we have in the issue is called Set for the Season. And this is a quilt, actually, no, it's a set of a table runner and eight placemats. Okay, and this is holiday, but it's got poinsettias on it, and it is from Marcia Harmoning, and this is just, it's just lovely. It's a non-traditional Christmas colors, I would say, kind of a
aqua, like almost a soft aqua with your red.
Exactly, yeah. And what I love about this technique that Marcia uses, she does double applique, that goes by a few different names, but where you sew an applique piece onto a piece of lightweight fusible interfacing, sew on the stitching line, turn it right side out, put it on your background, and then just stitch around it kind of invisibly by machine.
So it's almost, it's such an easy way to get that needle turn look.
It is, and it gives it, especially in this quilt, such texture. Mm-hmm. Like it, they almost seem to just stand off of the quilt in the background, and she's left those areas mostly unquilted. So it just has this great texture and loft.
The holly and the poinsettias almost seem to, you know, come up out of the quilt. It's a runner. It's just gorgeous.
Exactly.
So there's one other thing in the issue that we're going to talk about, but first we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk about the feature article.
Choose from more than 100 of your favorite patterns from American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilts and More, and Quilt Sampler, all available online. Buy downloadable patterns today at apqshop.com.
This quilting tip brought to you by Moda Fabrics. Visit modafabrics.com or your local quilt shop to see the latest fabric collections. If you're working on more than one quilt project at a time and have limited storage space, stash each ongoing project in a large white gift box. Label the ends, and stack the boxes in your closet.
Here's a special offer just for radio listeners. Get 2 full years of American Patchwork and Quilting delivered right to your door for less than half the cost on the newsstand. You won't miss an issue that's packed with never-before-seen projects from top designers, complete materials lists for all projects, and easy-to-use pull-out patterns and quilting diagrams. Subscribe today online, and you'll also get a free downloadable pattern. Check it out. Go to allpeoplequilt.com.
See what other quilters are up to on the American Patchwork and Quilting page on Facebook. Simply go to facebook.com and search for APQ Magazine.
Welcome back. We've been talking about the December issue of 2014 of American Patchwork and Quilting. And now I want to talk a little bit about the feature that's in there about Jean Wells.
Yeah, we did kind of a timeline of Jean Wells. So I think many of our listeners and readers are familiar with Jean. And what we wanted to do, actually, we're kicking off a new series in 2015 with Jean. And so we kind of wanted to take a look back and see how has Jean's style changed over the years. So we're calling it A Quilter's Journey. And you may recognize some of the stops in here. You may have some of these books. Exactly. Recognize or some of the styles that Jean went through. So she says she's been quilting all of her life and kind of discovered quilting in the 60s and kind of dove into it, opened her quilt shop in 1975, Stitch and Post in Sisters, Oregon. And I think one of the fun things to see in here was a string patch vest that she made. And it was in, actually, this one wasn't in, but she did several string piecing things for Good Housekeeping in 1981. Mm-hmm. And gee, they don't look dated at all.
No, no.
It's just so much fun to see through the years how this is, and it really just matches the time frame and what I kind of remember about that. So then seeing how she went next to use a lot of lace in her work, mm-hmm. lace and buttons and kind of more like memory
yes.
quilts.
Yes, well, that was very much that 1980s, that soft and almost Victorian type of flashback we were having in fashion and in quilting.
Yeah. And then moving into a lot of sampler quilts, and then these quilts, these ones don't actually look old to me. They, you know, they're things that I could make nowadays. They're
right.
just a lot of traditional things, or a lot of piecing, just
Your basic sampler quilt. And I think that was also the time in the 90s when rotary cutting and quick piecing really became much more universally accepted by the quilter and really embraced and celebrated, because, by gosh, it made things so much easier.
Exactly, yeah. So we didn't have to make anything with cardboard. Well, not anything, but we didn't have to make every single block with cardboard templates
exactly.
that you traced around. So you're right. It's like you can just showcase a lot of piecing in these different quilts because it was so easy and cut the time in, okay, not even half. It cut it in like
a quarter of the time.
I know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember some of those books and that being a big, you know, reference really to go back and how do I do that again? How do I cut that triangle? So they were hugely educational.
And then in the mid-90s, when fusible web was mm-hmm. first around, Jean says she kind of went through an era there where she was just so excited to be doing applique. And so she did a lot of applique with fused it on and then a hand or machine buttonhole stitch mm-hmm. around it. And she kind of, there's kind of a, not Northwoodsy, but
Folkarty kind of look to it.
Yeah. So again, you know, kind of describing her sense of place in Oregon in the mountains there. So kind of an outdoorsy look there.
Mm-hmm.
And then also outdoors, but to me in a completely different vein, is when she was inspired by all of the different gardening things.
Yes.
So all the photos that I think her daughter Val Wells took of their garden, and then they were just so inspired to make quilts that reflected those.
Yes, reflected the colors. And I think that part of what we were learning at that time was that you didn't have to make it look exactly like a photograph, whereas how can that color aura of that photo really inspired me to create something with quilting. So you might have seen the one we've got in the magazine has a lot of the kind of a New York beauty kind of block representing those flowers in the garden. So it's much more representative quilting as opposed to really like I'm appliquing something that looks exactly like the flower I took a picture of.
Yeah, more like
of.
A landscape
yes.
quilt or something.
Yes, much more inspirational.
Yeah. I know I have several of the books that she came out with
yes,
at that
as
time.
Do I, as do
and
I.
And I think there was wrapping paper that came out with it, and I believe I still have that. So.
Well, and it was innovative. I remember thinking when I first saw, you know, there were some roses made with an off, kind of a crazy log cabin. And it was just, you know, taking that idea and taking that inspiration and taking it a step further and not having it to have to be, like I said, perfect and precise, but really more about the color and the form.
Exactly. And then so in the last 6 years or so, so talking about that, like you were talking about not having to be so precise, Jean is more delved into some of the more of an art quilt world,
mm-hmm.
but an attainable art quilt
right.
world, I would say. So she's doing a lot of things like cutting without rulers and just kind of improvisationally piecing,
mm-hmm.
Just kind of seeing where a quilt takes you. So I just love to see this whole range of where Jean has been, where she's gone. And we're not saying by this issue that, or by this timeline, that this is where you need to be as a quilter.
But no.
You may recognize yourself along some of these places on her journey. You may still be there, and that's fine.
Yep.
If you are still, I want to piece everything, buy the book, rotary cut it, and put it in a sampler quilt. We're not saying that's bad. I just think this was so interesting to see all the different kinds of quilting Jean has tried, and I think a lot of us can identify with at least one area of that.
Absolutely. Well, you're looking at a long, I mean, you know, Jean's been in the industry really since the beginning of there being an industry.
Exactly.
Where before it was just, you know, quilters here and there and that kind of thing. But she's really been an icon. And so to watch her journey, and like you said, it's not necessarily that that's the journey that every one of us takes. But if you've been quilting as long as Jean, you've seen that evolution of quilting as well. And yeah, there are different things you'll embrace. You know, I know my journey started with a very large, very bad quilt. It was it was big blocks, and I wanted it puffy, so the backing, I think, was pre-quilted, and I think I put two layers of high loft in it. It was puffy.
Is that the hottest thing to sleep under? This polyester?
It was puffy. And it didn't want to stay in the bed at all because like I said, it was just so puffy. It was like the big comforter kind of thing.
Exactly.
But you know, that's where you start, you know, you've got, you know, a lot of room to grow. But
I was going to say no place to go but up.
Thinking no place to go but up as
not
well.
Not very nice of me.
But the things you don't know that you don't know, you know, that was what I thought was a quilt. And then as I learned more, you know, I started to experiment more and I started to be braver, both in color choices and in, and you know, some of those turned out great and some of those didn't. And that's okay, too, because there's always something to learn in the process. So it's been fun to watch. It was fun to go through the article. Like I said, I could pinpoint, I remember that, I remember this, I have that book, you know, to be able to say, oh,
so
yeah.
Where you were in the journey or
right,
kind of in
right.
her journey. Yeah.
Right. And my journey took a totally different path, you know, but that's my journey.
Exactly. So, I think it's going to be fun in 2015. What Jean is going to do for us is do a column called Peace and Play. And she is going to teach us a new technique. And then she's going to give us some color lessons.
That's
I know,
great.
I don't know about everybody, but, you know, being better with color and choosing fabrics is a constant thing I hear from readers.
Absolutely.
And just we want more. We want more, either more inspiration or more rules. So I don't know, you know, whether you just want, you know, inspiration for putting together a really stunning color combo or just finding out why your quilt doesn't have that little sparkle or little mm-hmm. extra something. So I think Jean is going to share just some great secrets, some things you haven't thought about in a while in terms of color and value and all of that good stuff, but also some innovative techniques that she's got for piecing.
It'll be fun. I can't wait because I think some of us in the office are even going to play along.
Oh, yes. We're all playing along. So we hope you guys will, too. And we think it'll just be really fun to see what people are making, whether it's traditional or modern or somewhere in between. I think you can take all of these lessons throughout 2015 and use them to enhance your quilts.
That sounds great. And as for the December issue, which has this feature article about Jean in it and all the other projects we've talked about, again, that's on sale October 7th. And if they want to download the issue, they can go to allpeoplequilt.com and then /get-digital. That's allpeoplequilt.com/get-digital. So you can also download the issue that day if you want to. Or, of course, it'll be on newsstands October 7th, and subscribers will get their copies in the mail.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Elizabeth, and telling us all about everything that's so exciting in December.
Looking for fresh, simple, and fun projects and ideas? Check out the current issue of Quilts & More magazine at your local quilt shop or on newsstands.
This quilting tip brought to you by Moda Fabrics. Visit modafabrics.com or your local quilt shop to see the latest fabric collections. Once fabric pieces have been pressed, let them cool in place before moving them. It prevents distortion of bias edges.
Make the most of your sewing machine by watching Machine Minute videos brought to you by Babylock. Learn about popular topics like tension troubles, stitch length, needles, buttonholes, zipper basics, and more. Watch these videos at allpeoplequilt.com/videos.
Take an ultimate shop hop tour of 11 top quilt shops. You'll find them all in the current issue of Quilt Sampler, available now at your local quilt shop or on newsstands.
Welcome back to the American Patchwork and Quilting Podcast. I'm Linda, and now I'm with Lindsay Fullington, our web editor. And Lindsay is just chock full of great ideas from the web to share with all of you.
Yes, I am. And one of the first things I want to talk about is Pinterest. This is the time of year where I start thinking and also panicking about the handmade gifts I'm going to be making for the holidays and for my home. And Pinterest is definitely the website that I always go to for inspiration.
Full of ideas.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of our readers are addicted to it, too. But if you didn't know, we are on Pinterest, so if you're not following us, you should find us. You can just search American Patchwork and Quilting or go to Pinterest.com/APQ magazine and find us there. And we pin all of our recent and most popular projects, so you'll always get to see what we're adding online. And definitely our most popular boards are our holiday ones, our fall and Halloween and Christmas ones.
Oh, I bet.
So I just wanted to talk quick about what our readers are pinning for fall and Halloween so you know what is the most popular. Definitely the most popular fall quilt is by designer Betsy Chutchian, who, if you know her at all, you know she loves Halloween and fall and decorating her home for the season. And she has this amazing harvest table topper with log cabins and just very livable browns and creams with a little touch of orange. So it's fall and Halloween. But the best thing about this quilt is after you're done cutting the main pattern for her table topper, you use your scraps to make two extra table toppers.
Oh, that's great.
So you're doing just the same amount of work, but you get three projects out of it. So if you're like me and you want to keep one for your home, but want to have some,
have something to give along,
have something
best
to
along,
give along, you will have two gifts you can hand out, or just two to switch out when you are sick of looking at the first one you
made. Perfect.
Yeah, it's so popular. And then for Halloween, we have these cute Halloween treat bags.
They are adorable.
By designer Monica Solorio Snow of Happy Zombie, and they're just using really cute novelty Halloween prints. And these are actually made of fat quarters, so you can just buy a few of your favorite, and they're so easy to whip up. They're so cute, and you can just stick Halloween treats and candy in there to give to members of your family or kids in the neighborhood, or keep for yourself if you're addicted to candy like I am.
Well, and with Halloween on a Friday this year, that's a big, I think it's going to be a big adult party.
Oh, I think so,
holiday.
Too.
So it's perfect for those little, you know, gift bags as your guests leave, or you know, even use them for something fun for the party, you know, whether it's some kind of game or something like that.
Right,
it'd be perfect.
That would be perfect. So, yeah, you can visit us on Pinterest at APQ Magazine. Or if you are looking for more ideas and you just like to browse in your free time, you can also visit our website. We have a whole holiday section. So our website, we have, especially for fall, not only big Halloween and fall quilts, which you should start now.
Yeah, exactly.
But we also have just smaller projects, little cute pillows with pumpkins on them, working with wool. We also have some no-sew projects. So if you're throwing any sort of fall or Halloween party and you don't have time, we have no-sew tabletop decor that
That's
involves
fabulous.
Really cute linen or just using some scraps you have lying around to decorate. And also, just really fun ways to use sewing supplies and scraps to decorate pumpkins.
Oh.
So if you're not somebody that likes carving and getting messy, or you just want everyone on the block to know that you're a proud quilter or sewer, use some of your fabric or some of your leftover supplies to decorate pumpkins.
What a fun idea.
Yeah, so fun. But yeah, definitely work ahead for Christmas, too. Our Christmas, all of our new content is online already. So we're ready to start decorating for the season.
That's
and we have
great.
So many free patterns online.
That's wonderful. Now, we also have the APQ shop, and I know you've been doing some great new things there for the seasons as well.
Right. So if you have been following our magazines for a while, you know our cover quilts. But if you haven't, all of our cover quilts we're actually selling on APQshop.com. So it's our most popular patterns, the ones everyone wants. So if you happen to miss an issue or don't have the last 10 years of issues sitting by your side, you can buy individual patterns. And we have all of our great fall and Halloween cover quilts up
there.
That's
great.
Which we do see a ton of people buying right now. Everybody wants to make the really beautiful ones we've featured. We're also doing a new kind of patterns where we're putting more than one in little books that we're giving out. So ones you should watch for that are coming soon, we have four festive table toppers for Christmas and winter that you can buy at our store now. And we also have... you have been following Quilt some more. They've had really cute door hangers.
Oh, yes.
One for every season. So we'll be selling those in a little book, too.
Oh, that's great. So there'll be downloadable books that I can purchase, and then I can get, especially for those things that are like a series, I can get all of them at once.
Yes, you can, which is so handy to have if you happen to miss an issue.
That's great.
Yeah, and they make great gifts, too. They're all downloadable as PDFs, but if you're looking for a great present for other sewers in your life, you can print them out and wrap them up in a cute envelope with some decorating ideas you can find on our website, of course.
Yep. But well, and some fun fabric, you know. Maybe you can pick the fabric, make
fabric.
Kind of the kit up for somebody.
Yeah, or buy the fabrics they need to make the project and hand it over to them. It would be a really cute gift. But so definitely watch for that. And I'm sure we'll have some coupon codes coming for the holidays. So watch for any sales we have.
Now, how would they find out about our sales? Do they need to sign up for our newsletter?
They should follow us on Facebook would probably be the easiest way to find out about our sales. Or, spoiler alert, if you buy APQ or American Patchwork and Quilting December issue or Quilts More Winter, we have coupon codes hidden in those issues for 50% off.
Fabulous.
So a great reason to go out and buy a magazine that is not only chock full of great ideas and patterns, but also 50% off anything else you may need to buy.
That is wonderful. And you know, what I love about APQ Shop is that those great Pinterest quilts, you know, you very often see something pinned, but it's from a magazine that's an older issue or something. And you're like, well, how do I get those instructions? So the fact that somebody can download them, purchase and download them is perfect.
Right. Especially if you missed an issue and you really want to make the quilt.
Yep.
It's a great way to get that pattern.
Yep. Well, thank you so much, Lindsay, for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Linda.
Ready for a new project? Choose from hundreds of free patterns in the Projects and Ideas section of our website, allpeoplequilt.com.
This quilting tip brought to you by Moda Fabrics. Visit modafabrics.com or your local quilt shop to see the latest fabric collections. For machine quilting, wear special gloves with grippers on the palms. They provide better control as you maneuver the quilt on the machine bed. Also try gardening gloves that have a coating or rubber dots made to improve your grip.
Get quilting tips and instructions for web-exclusive projects free every week, delivered to your inbox. Sign up today for your free weekly e-newsletter at allpeoplequilt.com.
Hi, welcome back. We're here with Lisa Schumacher, who's the assistant editor in our quilting group, and we're going to talk a little bit about the latest issue of Quilt Sampler magazine. The Fall-Winter 2014 issue just came out. It's on sale now at your local quilt shop or at your local newsstand. And we love this issue, as our readers certainly do, because it features quilt shops from coast to coast. So tell me a little more, Lisa.
Well, we do have a great selection of shops, both from the East Coast, West Coast, North, and South. So we really have everything covered. And I just thought maybe I'd give you a quick run through of the shop names and locations.
That would be great.
And we'll just do that. And it's a little sneak preview for the issue, because we really want you to go out and grab the issue and look at the projects, too. So we'll just start on the East Coast. And Pennington Quilt Works is in Pennington, New Jersey.
Perfect.
And then Cotton Patch Quilt Shop in University Park, Florida.
And that one's right outside of Sarasota.
Yep. Up in the Midwest, we have Piece by Piece in Appleton, Wisconsin. And just south of that is Thimbles in Lockport, Illinois.
That's a suburb of Chicago,
yep.
Southwest suburb.
Also in the Midwest, we have Millie P's Quilt Shop, which is in Anoka, Minnesota. And Heart Song Quilts, which is in Hot Springs, South Dakota.
Fabulous.
And then moving west, we have High Prairie Quilts, which is in Parker, Colorado, and John Alley Quilt and Sew in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. The Fat Quail Quilt Shop is in Laytonville, California.
Up in the beautiful Redwoods.
Yeah.
Redwoods.
And then finally, Borsma's Sewing Center in McMinnville, Oregon.
Fabulous. It's a beautiful selection of shops. I love reading the stories of how shops started and, you know, what they have. And I very often do refer back to my sampler, quilt sampler issues, as I know a lot of you do, to if I'm traveling to a certain area, oh, you know, is there a shop in that area I read about? It seems like there is.
Yep, it really is. We hear from a lot of readers that plan road trips around the various quilt sampler shops and try to make their own little, like, shop pop using the quilt sampler shop. So we love to hear that.
Perfect.
And if you have any shop that you think should be included in Quilt Sampler in an upcoming issue, send us an email to apq@meredith.com and write Quilt Sampler shop nomination in the subject line, and we'll give it a look because we're always looking for shops to feature in upcoming issues, and we want to hear what you have to say about your favorite or local quilt shop.
Absolutely. And encourage your local shop owner, too, to submit an application. You can get those online if you go to allpeoplequilt.com. There's a, if you go down on the side with the magazines and go down to Quilt Sampler, you can see there'll be a nomination form. And like Lisa said, we're always looking for great shops. You know, places that we would love to send our readers.
So in addition to the shop profiles that we have in each issue, we also have an exclusive project from and submitted by the shop. So we have a variety of project instructions in here. So we really encourage you to go out and grab the issue. And then there are also slideshows online that accompany each shop, kind of
right.
That give you that little sneak preview, some of the extra photos that we couldn't fit in the issue, but we still wanted to share with you as readers. So,
and very often that's where you get to see the staff. And I love seeing the different staffs that work at the shops and really are the ones who are, you know, in the trenches of helping everybody, you know, choose the fabric for their quilts and make fabulous creations and teach. A lot of times it's the teachers and the folks who are really keeping things humming. So pick up that fall winter issue of 2014, issue of Quilt Sampler, on sale now at your local quilt shop or at your local newsstand. And if you can't find it locally, you can always download it digitally. That website for the download is allpeoplequilt.com/getdigital, and you can download an issue. So that way, if you're on the road and you were thinking, oh, I think I remember there being a shop in this area, you can download it and find it right away.
Yep.
And thanks so much for joining us today. Thanks, Lisa, for being here. And again, to Elizabeth and to Lindsay to join us today as well. The American Patchwork and Quilting editors will be back next month. But of course, Pat will be back next Monday with another fun episode. Thanks for listening in.
Remember to visit allpeoplequilt.com for more information on topics from today's show, as well as how-to videos, free printable patterns, and additional tips and techniques. Thanks for listening to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio.